Welcome to episode 11 of our first ever adventure through the Star Wars universe. My name is Mary Clay. If that's too complicated for you, just call me MC, and I know nothing about Star Wars, but that's slowly been changing. We just finished our watch through of the original trilogy, but before we jump into the prequels, let's take a break and reflect on what's happened so far. Today, we are doing a Q&A episode. It's just me, so if you hate me, you can skip this episode. I will say, I have already started planning. I've started scheduling the episodes for Phantom Menace. I've got some real exciting guests coming up. I'm looking forward to it, so I don't know. If you don't like me, hang in there, because more exciting people are coming down the way very soon. But anyway, yeah, like I said, we're using this as a time to stop, reflect. I'm going to process some things that have happened with the original trilogy. I am actually getting ready to go watch Phantom Menace tonight. So these are going to be some of my initial thoughts and predictions about what might happen in the prequel trilogy. Yeah, just gonna kind of like stop and be like, do I like this? Is this fun? I don't know. We'll find out. First and foremost, I just want to say thank y'all so much for such an amazing beginning of this journey and this podcast. I've had like some really amazing interactions with the community so far, with the guests that I've reached out to and had on. It's been really great, and everyone is just like so excited for me and so interested to see, much like I am, like where this goes. So just like huge shout out to, you know, my guests that have come on so far, and also of course a huge shout out to you for listening, because I wouldn't be doing a podcast without listeners. Well, actually, maybe I would. Maybe I would do this to just a silent audience. But it's a lot more fun when people are listening. So yeah, thanks so much for that. I am taking these questions, by the way, from a combination of Instagram, which is at @skywalkbeforeyourun. So if you want to submit questions through that in the future, make sure to go follow. I also post some funny, you know, memes and whatnot. I post, I don't know, just like silly random thoughts. I have a silly picture that will go up for this episode. So if you aren't already, make sure to go follow on Instagram at @skywalkbeforeyourun. And then I also got questions from our Deus Ex Media Discord server. You can join the Discord server for $1 a month. That is, nothing costs $1 anymore, not even at the dollar store. So you can join the server. It's legitimately like the best group of people on the internet. Everyone is there to just hype you up and have a good time. If you have any kind of nerdy interests, someone else in this group will also have those interests. I guarantee it. So join. It's a great time. And again, I might be able to use one of your questions from there in the future. So that being said, let's dive in. So first up, I'm going to handle some questions that are more centered around like my general thoughts or the original trilogy. And then I'll dive into my predictions and thoughts and feelings about the prequel trilogy. Okay, our first question to get into, very important information, comes from Christina Khan. Mary, kill Han, Leia, Lando. Kill Lando, Han, Mary, Leia. Yeah, I think that's fine. She also asks, of all the outfits, which would you rather wear to the grocery store and which would you rather wear to a wedding, not your own? I think that's important information to add, because you don't want to show up to a different wedding, like someone else's wedding, in like one of Leia's outfits, because a lot of them are all white, and that's a no-no. And also, maybe don't show up to someone else's wedding in the Jabba slave outfit, because you don't want to show up the bride, you know? I would 100% wear Aunt Beru's outfit to the grocery store. I'd also wear just like Han's general look to the grocery store. And then which would I rather wear to a wedding? I can't remember really any of the other like formal looks. You know what? I'm going to show up to a wedding wearing Darth Vader's outfit. That, definitely. Taylor asks, what planet or moon would you most and least like to live on? Currently, I don't have many options. There's the forest planet, the desert planet, or the ice planet. So I guess that's kind of like marry kill. I'll Hoth. I'll kill Tatooine. I'll marry Endor. Yeah, I think that's good. Jenny asks, what was the thing that surprised you the most? I definitely, just like in general, and I think if you, you know, if you've been listening, this answer won't surprise you, that it's so silly and it's so unserious. It's so unserious. I thought I was walking into Marvel movies, honestly. Like, I thought I was walking into, I don't know, like Fast and Furious. I don't know what serious movies dude bros out there watch, but like that's what I thought I was walking into because of the seriousness and like the ferocity that the Star Wars fandom has a reputation for. I thought it was just going to be like the most intense, serious space series ever, and it's just so not that. I was just so incredibly shocked to find that it's like over dramatic. A lot of it is just kind of bad. It's very campy. I love the camp. I'm really loving the camp, but like just did not expect any of that, you know? And then maybe like a specific thing that I didn't expect. Certainly didn't expect for Luke and Leia to be siblings. And I guess I didn't expect that like my favorite characters are the robots, you know? Jenny also asked, what random or obscure things have you finally realized are Star Wars references? There are so many things. I think a lot of like music and kind of like just general like costuming, a lot of like general movie related things like aesthetic or effects, I've realized, you know, are Star Wars things. I honestly, there's a lot of things I think that I know were from Star Wars because Star Wars has this like very specific look. So I don't think there's really been anything that I'm like, oh, that's where this meme comes from. Because if I see a screen cap of something, I'm kind of like, that definitely has a distinctive look. I bet it's from Star Wars, you know? Casey asks, what obscure background character do you want to know more about? I generally, I don't want to say I don't care, but I just don't really have that kind of same obsession that a lot of people do because maybe like there's just like such a lack of connection for me that like this world is so new to me and I'm just like very much taking it in on a surface level right now, you know, on this like my first like initial watch through and reactions and everything. So I'm sure like this idea of like being obsessed with an obscure background character comes from when you rewatch it over and over and over and it's like, okay, I've been paying attention to the main things enough times, let me watch the background and see what happens there. And like, you want to learn new things. But I guess if I had to say, there's one dancer in Jabba the Hutt and Jabba's palace that is plus size. And I think that's really dope. And I just think that's cool. I don't necessarily like need or want to know more about her, but like she's kind of like a random background character that stood out to me. And then less obscure and random is Wedge. Like I just have the utmost respect for Wedge and the fact that like I would have quit, you know, after coming out of like battle again and again and everyone around you except for you has died, I would have quit. Oh, I feel really bad because now I'm like scrolling down the Discord channel and people are replying to Jenny's question about what random or obscure things have you realized are Star Wars references. And everyone's like, yeah, that's so great. I can't wait to hear a great question. And my answer wasn't really that good. Like I've known that Mark Hamill's face is from Star Wars. Like I've known that like meme of him screaming no is from Star Wars. I just didn't know. There's a lot of things that, like, I know were from Star Wars. I just didn't know the context in which it was from Star Wars, you know? Ganon Bort asks, what are your favorite and least favorite aspects of the Star Wars universe so far? It's hard because, like, my least favorite aspects aren't really anything to do with the universe itself. It's more to do with, like, the construction and creation and, like, production of the series or of the movies rather than, like, the actual universe because, like, I don't like that the characters seemingly don't have normal reactions to things. Like, they don't emote. We just kind of like drop bombs and then move on. And that's more a creation, that's more a result of the writing and the direction than the way that the universe works. My favorite aspects, I like all the droids. I think definitely the droids are the most fun for me so far. I think, a least favorite aspect, I think, is the Force. I already don't like that it's just super vague and we can just kind of use it as a deus ex machina for anything and be like, oh, well, he's doing space jumping now. That's so dumb. That is so stupid. I'm sorry. It's dumb and silly and stupid. So I'm already kind of not liking that like the Force is just kind of like a vague thing. It's like Element 7 said in last week's episode that like the Force is always going to be an answer for things, and that like there's nothing it seems that the Force can't do. And so I think that's what's frustrating, is that like we don't know what it can do until it does that thing, and then we're just kind of like, okay, the Force. Charlie asked, do you enjoy consuming the beginning of this series more or less than Lord of the Rings? That's kind of hard, because like my original like beginning journey with Lord of the Rings was the books, and like starting reading Fellowship of the Ring is like so boring and like it's so hard to get into. Whereas like watching movies is a totally different experience. And then by the time I got to watching the movies, I was a year in to that journey. So like it's hard to compare starting reading Lord of the Rings versus starting watching Star Wars. I think this has been more fun though, right off the bat, because it's like, all right, we're immediately in the action. Things are already happening. Whereas Lord of the Rings was definitely kind of like a slow buildup, you know? So now over on Instagram for these questions, travel_Helen_travel asks, your favorite or most cringeworthy quote and moment so far. I really love all the moments that like Harrison Ford puts his whole ass self into saying these like weird lines, like laugh it up fuzzball, but like in like any other way is so stupid, but like somehow he pulls it off. And like maybe because like it's more recent for me, but the way he says proper is so funny when the Ewoks find them, C-3PO's like, oh, well, it wouldn't be proper for me to use my status as a god to take advantage of them. And then he goes, proper? It's just so great. And then, like, I think similarly, like, a lot of these, like, dumb lines. Like, he goes, like, fly casual. That's so funny. Into the garbage chute, fly boy. Like, a lot of these, like, really silly, kind of, like, stupid lines. I really love them. I also love a lot of the moments where like C-3PO is like chastising R2-D2 somehow, where he's like, you watch your language with me, or, you know, like, no, there's no need for that kind of like just, I really love all of their interactions too. And then most cringeworthy is definitely just like anything surrounding, oh, absolutely, the scene. And again, this might just be because it's like more fresh in my mind, but the scene at the end of Return of the Jedi where Leia is like, yeah, I love Luke, and Han is like, okay, I'll let you be together. And it's just like, Leia, why wouldn't you immediately be like, he's my brother and we have this connection and that's how I can sense that he's still alive. And so I love him like a brother, because he is my brother. And instead we have this just like weird, it's just so, I need to move on to the next question. Fetsar Nina asks, any plans to watch the episode of The Muppet Show with C-3PO, R2, and Luke? I certainly have those plans now. I don't know where and I don't know when, but I should probably watch it at some point. Kara from Into a Larger World, previous guest, asks, do you have a favorite moment so far that sticks out to you from the three original movies? Like, the blowing up of the Death Star is pretty triumphant, you know? That's pretty great. I really love the moment, like, in A New Hope, where they've, like, just won, and Han and Luke land, and, like, they're you know, celebrating, and then Leia comes out and she hugs them, and it's just like everyone's together, they're hugging, it's real fun and sweet and nice, and everyone's just celebrating. And I do appreciate that. I don't know, similar energy. Like, I think just the relief I felt when in Return of the Jedi, they're blowing up the Death Star and that like flume of fire and explosion is chasing after the Falcon. And you're like, are they going to make it? Are they going to make it? And then, you know, they make it and Lando does like a Yahoo type thing. Like, it's a lot of those like really like triumphant moments. And then, like, of course, like, just, like, silly moments. Like, Han with the door is so funny. A lot of just, like, Han being dumb. R2, of course. I still love when he fixes the hyperdrive at the end of Empire. And it jolts forward and he rolls back and he screams. Oh, I love that. Tons of those like triumphant, fun, lighthearted moments. Eck Bisbee asks, do you plan to explore any non-movie or TV show content like games or novels? I'm really not sure at this point. In terms of covering it on the podcast, I don't think I will do anything like that extensively. There have been a couple novels that I've come across that I really just want to read just for funsies on my own. There's one, let me look it up. There's a book called The Princess and the Scoundrel by Beth Revis. And I really want to read that. That just seems fun. So like, those are the kind of books that like I didn't know existed, because what I'm imagining are these like mass market, small paperbacks that they're all dark because it's like the Star Wars cover. And they're like sci-fi heavy books, and like I don't really want to read that. And I think I do have memories of like those being on my brother's bookshelf growing up, and I don't really have interest in that. But like these kind of more like lighthearted fun things of like, let me read this like supposedly, you know, fun, you know, fantasy romance type book about Han and Leia. Like, that sounds fun to me. I have acquired a copy of the Lego video games. It's whatever version is just the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy. And it is on the Wii. Maybe I'll try and figure out a way to stream those somehow. Like, maybe I'll like set up a camera and point it at my TV, because I do like playing the Lego games. Those are fun. And there are a couple other video games that I think I'm just interested. I would say in general, anything that's interesting me, I think I would rather just like consume in my own time rather than like having to consume it on a timeline and take extensive notes on it and do an episode on it and schedule it and edit it and get a guest for it. I just kind of want to be able to enjoy these things on my own. So I would say like that's the short answer, that I'll probably, you know, dip my toes in some of these other areas, but I'm not sure that they will be covered on the podcast. I might stream some of these video games if I can. I do have a Twitch channel that like I stream on occasionally, twitch.tv/mcwhatsup. So that could be like a fun component to do in the future. I do want to dip my toes in some of the TV shows and talk about those for the podcast. But I won't be doing like a episode by episode coverage of every episode of The Clone Wars. Is that what the show is? Or The Mandalorian and Endor and The Bad Batch and like all these other things. So that was a long answer. So yes and no. Is that frustrating for you to hear? Liz Sanja asks, what characters would you like to see in a spinoff? And what kind of adventures would you like to see your favorite original trilogy characters in? So those are kind of, I think, similarly related, because obvious answer, R2 and C-3PO. The good thing is that like we see so much of their perspective anyway, but I want a Lion King 1.5. With R2 and C-3PO. I want a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead with them. So if that exists out there, I will absolutely watch that and cover that for the podcast. But that's what I want. I want And like, that's what like I wanted out of Lord of the Rings too. Like, I want just silly, fun, lighthearted, like let's do like a low stakes version, you know? Let's watch Lord of the Rings from Bill the Pony's perspective. Let's play a video game, which is, it has to be coming out soon. There's a cozy Lord of the Rings, like Shire video game coming out. And like, that's kind of what I want, you know? Let's just take these characters who are bebopping around and let's just follow things from their perspective. Where like, no one's arms are getting cut off. No one is finding out that their brother is this guy that they've made out with before, you know? Josh is Rich asks, favorite or least favorite spaceships, aliens, droids, soundtrack songs, etc. Definitely a lot of, I've already talked a lot about like my favorite things, you know. Of course, the score, I would say nothing about the score is bad. Even like some of the more interesting stuff like in Jabba's Palace is still really, it's different and it's interesting and it fits the aesthetic and mood of the movie in that time, you know? So like it's no surprise that John Williams crushed it, you know? Like, so no complaints on the soundtrack. The spaceships, anytime like I don't like the way that a spaceship looks, it's probably because of the CG. Like in the beginning of Return of the Jedi, there's a scene where they're going out to the wastelands or whatever, and they're all traveling, and like all of the crafts that they're in, like the vehicles that they're in, look terrible, but that's because of like the CG, you know. But definitely like there are a lot of like creatures and aliens in Jabba's palace that like just wigged me out and were so gross. But I would say especially whoever that guy is that's like Jabba's like assistant, and I hate it. There's like the alien, he has like a serpent like coming off of his head and it like wraps around his neck. I hate it. So that there's your answer to that. Like that being said, all of the makeup and costuming and like prosthetics and like that kind of stuff is done so well with such creativity that like that's something so crazy and weird that like it wigs me out, you know? I've never seen something like that before. So generally a question that I got a lot is what are my predictions for the prequels? And I kind of like with the original trilogy where I just had like a vague notion of what it is, exactly the same for the prequels. I know that it's about like Darth Vader's origin story. So I know it's about Anakin Skywalker and how he became Darth Vader. I know that Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan Kenobi, young Obi-Wan. I think Samuel Jackson's, I think this is when he shows up. Natalie Portman is involved. And like, that's all I can tell you. I have no idea of like what the plot is. I'm pretty sure that the little boy from the first movies, I believe a lot of people have negative impressions of. I think that is what I've heard about the prequels, is that this was one of the quote-unquote casualties of the prequels, is that this child actor who I think is playing young Anakin was like so relentlessly bullied that he left the acting industry. So that's really terrible. So I guess I'll get to see that performance. And I'm sure it's honestly not even like that bad of a performance. I'm sure it's just like a child actor, you know? Anyway, so I'm assuming it's about this little boy, Anakin, and he's being recruited to be a Jedi. And we see how he is tempted to go off the path of a Jedi and the typical way of thinking. And obviously, eventually, he turns to the dark side. So those are my predictions. As far as like my expectations going in, the reputation of the prequels definitely precedes itself. So I had very low expectations. I think it's kind of similar to how I felt going into the Hobbit trilogy, where I knew it had this really bad reputation of being like bad CG. It totally stretched out a plot that didn't need to be three movies. So like the writing was kind of like bare and the plot felt bare at times. So kind of like similar vibes going into the prequels now, where I am prepared for it to be bad And I'll be pleasantly surprised. You know, I think I'm just going into it being like, I'm going to have a good time. So that was a lot of rambling, kind of encapsulating my thoughts and expectations of the prequels. The original trilogy, those kinds of like nonsensical, farcical, campy moments in the original trilogy, I think have kind of like prepped me. It was like a nice introduction to what I've been told is going to be a lot of camp and silliness and nonsense and colorfulness. And again, I think it's just going to be fun. I think it's just going to be a fun, goofy time. Okay, now getting into some specific questions. On Instagram, Super Sean asks, what do you think of sand? This is something I know. It's coarse and it gets everywhere. And I truly hate sand. I actually, honest to God, hate sand so much. To the point that when I go on a beach vacation, I am so tense and stressed kind of the whole time. I can never really fully relax because I can always feel that one grain of sand that's on my body. The Deus Ex Media crew, we had a beach vacation together last summer, and they saw this up close and personal that, like, when I go to the beach, I'm kind of high maintenance. I have to bring a lot of equipment with me. I have to bring a good chair, umbrella. I have to bring not even umbrella, like a canopy setup. I have to bring music. Like, I have to bring all the accoutrements to fully be able to enjoy myself. And once I get all that set up, then I'm down to have a good time. But 90% of the reason I need all that is because of the sand. I hate sand. Expedia on Instagram asks, are there any specific questions you're hoping will be answered? Certainly hoping to, since this is going to be about Anakin Skywalker, certainly hoping to learn more about Luke and Leia's origins and their like early childhood and like where they came from and what happened with them and like how the events that led to them, you know, being orphaned. Because in the original trilogy, Leia, you know, she's a princess. She was adopted by like a king and queen of Alderaan. Who is her adoptive mother? We never hear much about her. And then in Return of the Jedi, she tells Luke that she has like vague feelings and memories of her birth mother, that she was like nice and pretty, but kind of sad. So kind of like, you know, curious to see that play out and what that's going to tell me about their origins as well as Darth Vader's. Definitely interested to see how, because I know that like the first one starts off with this cute little kid who's Anakin. And like, how do you see this little boy turn into someone who becomes Darth Vader? And oh, I want to see what is the beef that happens between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader or Anakin? And what is it that leads to him having a conversation about sand? How do we get to that line? Jordan Essison on Instagram asks, what do you hope to see in a Star Wars story made in, quote, more modern times? It is more modern than the 70s and 80s, but of course, you know, the late 90s now is, I mean, look at how old I am, and that's how long ago the 90s were. More women. I'm hoping for more women, and I'm keeping the bar low. And also, I mean, like, no, I'm not even going to expand on that. I would love it. It would be great if two women spoke to each other. Also, I'm kind of expecting, and I'm also hoping, that we'll see a lot more interesting fight choreography. I feel like in the original trilogy, and like at the time that it came out, this idea of like having fight choreography and like you have to make your fights look stylized wasn't necessarily a thing like it is today. Because when these movies were first coming out, it was cool enough just to have two dudes with a lightsaber hitting each other, you know? But that gets boring and repetitive if you just do that. So I am interested and I hope to see more interesting fight sequences play out. Then again, Return of the Jedi did have a very interesting fight sequence in that first 30 minutes. But yeah, like more stylized fight choreography. I thought Duel of the Fates was a part of the original trilogy. So I think it's a part of the prequel trilogy. And Duel of the Fates, I mean, it's a cool name, first and foremost. And second, it's a dope score. So I'm really excited to see that. Kind of like upping the stakes of like, okay, in our first trilogy, we had cool swords, laser swords, and we are in space. Okay, now how do we build off of that? So that's what I'm looking forward to, or hoping that they do. From Discord, Ari asked, what original trilogy characters, if any, do you expect or hope to see in the prequels? I know Obi-Wan and Anakin / Darth Vader, you know, will be there. Presumably Luke and Leia in baby form. Yoda. Yoda will be great because we honestly, he's such a iconic character of Star Wars, which is really surprising to me because we really only spend like 20 minutes with him in the original trilogy, like total. I thought he was going to be a much bigger presence than he ended up being. So I hope Yoda's a presence somehow. I imagine he will be since he's, you know, a Jedi teacher. I guess that's kind of it. Yeah. Because all of our other characters wouldn't have been born yet. Adele asked if there were any geographical locations, planets or otherwise that we'd like to return to in the prequels or not return to. I'm down with going back to Endor and hanging out with the Ewoks. That being said, though, I would love to see more of the Wookiees. I'd love to see where Chewie. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What if we got to see a baby Chewie? I would die. I would love to see where the Wookiees live. I think it'd be interesting to see Alderaan before it blows up. Maybe more of Tatooine. Yeah, I'd be down to revisit those locations. What's fun about these movies now is that I can do a trailer reaction to the movies because I think I haven't even looked up what the trailers were, if any, for the original trilogy, but definitely by the time the prequels were coming out, this concept of trailers was absolutely a thing. And it was probably approaching that like nostalgic trailer that have been like definitely phased out where it has like a narrator and like it has to tell you, it has to like really walk you through it. Whereas nowadays trailers are more like action, blah, 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 quirky line, you know, that kind of a thing. So I'm going to do a reaction to the trailer. I will put a video reaction on the Patreon if you are interested in becoming a member. The 11zies tier, yes, it is still in Lord of the Rings terminology, is where you will get all of that bonus content. And also the 11zies tier is kind of a misnomer because it's only $5. It's not even $11. So for $5, you get a bunch of extra bonus content, including early access to episodes in their full, like unedited form, because I often record for well over an hour and a half and episodes are an hour to an hour and a half when they come out. So there's a lot of stuff that gets cut. So you'll get full access to all of the complete conversations that my guests and I have, as well as an after show that I do most weeks where I ask my guests, much like I have been late to Lord of the Rings and Star Wars, if there's something that they have been late to that they're glad, you know, that they were better late than never to. That's the name of the after show, is Better Late Than Never. So anyway, all that is fun stuff that you can access by becoming a member of the 11zies tier, including this video reaction that I'll post to the trailer.
A few moments later.
Looks exciting, looks fun, looks flashy, and it'll be what it is. You know, it is what it is. So let's find out. And with that, we will wrap things up. This was a good little break, a good little moment to pause. Again, like I said, reflect. Let's think back on where we've been. Let's look ahead to where we're going. And yeah, next week we'll kick off the prequels. It'll be real fun. I hope. I don't know. It might be real bad. It could be real bad. I don't know. I think we'll have fun anyway. I hope we'll have fun anyway. Thank you again, like I said at the start of this episode, for listening, for helping this podcast to be a good experience so far and having a fun time with it, and for your interactions. 'Cause it's also very easy to be like, this girl doesn't immediately love Star Wars. I'm not going to listen, or I'm going to give it a bad review. Speaking of which, actually, If you like this podcast at all, please rate and review. I haven't really talked about that much on the main episodes or anything yet, but if you like this at all, please give it a rating. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, a written review would actually be amazing. And I will read one right now to show my appreciation. And if you write a fun one, maybe I will read your review in the future. But it helps people find the show. There are so many Star Wars shows out there. And so what a lot of people will do is they will go to the reviews and read what people are saying to help see how it's different from the other shows that are out there. So if you have a moment and you can, please rate it. You can rate on Spotify now. That's kind of like a more recent feature that's come out in the last year. And yeah, I will read this review from your favorite person and mine, Takenna, who is the person who spoiler proofs all of the trivia that I get, by the way. Takenna writes on the day that I released, by the way, that this podcast launched. Followed MC here from her other podcast, so I already know she delivers excellent podcast quality, and I am so excited for this new adventure. I can't wait to see what she thinks of Star Wars, even if it ends up being apathy. Because that also ends up being hilarious. Oh my God, Takenna, you saw the writing on the wall. The pod is already super funny and well done. Taking bets now if MC ever fully gets all the titles straight. I am, what, 3 months into this journey now, and I feel like I'm just getting a handle on the names of the movies. Thank you so much, Takenna, for that nice review. And again, like I said, if you can write a review and leave a rating, I appreciate that so much. I appreciate you. You're all wonderful people. As always, you can follow the podcast on Threads and Instagram at Skywalk Before You Run. You can follow me on Instagram at MC Turndown for Watt and on TikTok at MC Watts Up. The music and cover art is by Jason Hilton, and this podcast is a proud member of the Deus Ex Media Network, and you should join our server because it's real cool. Oh, I have to close out the podcast with a thing. Well, before we can make our Star Wars 1.5 with R2-D2 and C-3PO, you gotta skywalk before you can run.